Our goal today, I think, is to try and give you an idea of what good incident response looks like. From my view, good incident response is deliberate, it's structured, and it's balanced. I'm curious, by show of hands, how many of you have incident response plans or breach response plans? So that's a fair number.
Three quarters.
That's certainly better than I think the past couple of years, and I think people are beginning to take the advice they're hearing at conferences and from their counsel and really starting to plan that out. But for those of you that raised your hands, and that was about three quarters of you, how many of you have read that plan? So maybe
that was about a quarter of three quarters.
Right. Which doesn't surprise me. They're great documents in theory. And I think that's the problem that you're going to see with this is in order to have an effective crisis management, you have to actually live those documents. You have to be familiar with them. They have to be more than just the words on the page. And that's, I know everyone's busy. That's hard to do. But I think you'll find that the middle of a data breach or a data incident is an awful time to become, to become familiar with your breach response plan.
Yeah. So look, let's dive in with some reality. One of the most famous photographs from World War II is this photograph of the invasion of Normandy. And when Austin and I were preparing originally talking about what we wanted to say to you guys, Austin made the point, we need to make sure people understand when you actually have an incident happen, it feels like you're in total chaos. And when he said that to me, that really stuck with me. I can remember the first incident that I handled was actually in 1999. It was the theft of a credit union's entire set of ATM card numbers.